never find. As long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do, you'll never find. No matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby, but I'm the one who loves you, and there's no one else. No one else.
You'll never find. Welcome, everyone, to a very special Valentine's Day edition of the Pinecast. Joining me in this festive occasion is the lovely Mr. Joseph Up the Yars, the one, the only Mr. I Hate Your Club. Say hello, Joseph.
Hello, lovers out there. It's just a duet tonight.
Just a duet. So we're going to be going back and forth here. Get ready for it to get hot and heavy.
We'll be taking turns.
Verbal. E. Oral? No, wait. That's enough. That's enough. But we can celebrate something today. We have the return of the Champions League.
It was a good day yesterday and today.
Yeah, great. It feels good to have it back. Really, it's been something that's been lacking.
Yeah, especially after the international break, which was only a week, but
a useless few days.
It was a useless few days, other than.
Jack
coming, you know, out to the world again, I guess.
Right. I mean, other than a bunch of useless friendlies, I mean, the games that mattered, the teams that I care about didn't perform in. USA losing on the road, and Mexico can't even win at home, you know, against Jamaica. So there wasn't too much to talk about from there in terms of anything of merit or excitement.
Right. But I guess yesterday's matches, Juve destroyed Celtic at home.
Forza Juve.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't sound so excited about it.
I really want that's the tie I wanted. I'm upset that we didn't get that tie.
We can get it if we beat Bayern.
Oh yeah. Anyway, and then so let's move on to the other
Moving on.
PSG looked like they were just all over Valencia at home.
Yeah,
but then they screwed up and
let's stick with Juve Celtic for a second. So I mean this was a match going into it that I really felt that, you know, there was a chance that Celtic might get one at home. You know, I thought there's a chance it could get the draw. I mean, I never saw them progressing in this tie, honestly.
Yeah, because it's a tough place for opponents.
Yeah, my prediction before the game was a 1-1. You know, but this scoreline didn't surprise me. Once they scored early, you know,
yeah.
I mean. They had to throw some caution to the wind, and Juve were actually, for once, pretty clinical up front, which is not something you would routinely associate them with this season. The one thing that they've lacked really has been the clinical striker. They don't really have anyone, you know, really knocking in the goals prolifically. So, but I was impressed. Good performance. Pirlo played well. I mean, the bearded one played well. The bearded wonder. The man, the myth, the legend. He must be. I guess he's participating in Facial Hair February.
Right, right. He's starting his own trends.
Fuck it. Yeah. Just
fuck it, February.
Right. You know, he can do what he wants. A man with a beard like that.
Yeah.
You just dictate the rules.
I think I saw a picture posted was just like looked like him relaxing in a vineyard with like a. It was either a glass of wine or a. Cigar, I can't remember which.
A real picture or Photoshop?
No, I think it was a real picture.
Oh, yeah?
It was sans beard, though, you know.
Oh, sans beard. Well, see, that's where it's all wrong. I was going to say, I thought I found the cover art for this podcast episode.
Yeah.
No, now you don't.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Not quite. So, but they, in fact, they put that tie to bed. I mean,
yeah,
it's over.
It's over.
It's done. Count them out. Let's not even waste the time. But, you know, it's been nice, Celtic, but we always knew you came from an inferior league and your team's not that good. And, you know, it's just what we saw was kind of indicative. I know they're complaining a little bit about the referee and this and that, but no, it's just a bunch
of whiny. They had a couple of chances that they should have put away.
They did. They did.
And when you're not going to get that many chances against when you're an under-talented team compared to Juve, and if you don't put them away, you're just going to get punished.
Yeah, and they had that one really good chance that really impressed me. I think, was it Commons? Was Commons that guy that was up front?
Yeah.
That one little half bike that he tried to pull, they knocked just like a foot wide of the post. Buffon was stranded. You know, he didn't even move because he was rooted to the spot, because if he had put that in, man, it would have been one hell of a goal. Probably would have been the goal of the round had he put it in. It was really close. He did, and it was from a tough angle too, because the ball wasn't that high. And he kind of pivoted and, I don't know, he hit it. It was an impressive shot. But it doesn't matter if it doesn't go in.
No.
Sure could have been. So that's basically put to bed. I mean, that shit is over. That's over now. And Valencia PSG looked like it should have been, really, right? I mean, you said you watched more of this match than I did, but you know, PSG seemed to dominate from beginning to end.
They really did, and Valencia scored in the second half. But it looked like PSG was just gonna roll through them. They kept creating chances. And the
Argentinians came good. I think the first one was a very good goal from Lavezzi.
Yeah, it was a great finish. Just blew it past. Yeah. Keeper maybe could have done a little bit more, but it was a great shot.
Yeah, a finish like that from close range like that, you know, he put it right over the goalie's head. With that, and then Pastore getting lucky, I don't think the keeper covered himself in glory so much with the
Yeah, that one wasn't.
Because Pastore put it off, his shuffling feet, it still went through the wickets, you know?
Yeah, and then...
But it was a good chance. It was well worked and moved around. And it was, you know, it was... The goal felt appropriate to the run of play, you know? It felt like a deserved goal. But they really kind of did... They really went a long way in the last few minutes to really undo a lot of the good work.
Yeah, it was... Trying to think of another team that melts down like that. But it was surprising. I was surprised because they were so much in control. And then Remy scores in the 90th. And then I don't know what Zlatan was.
Zlatan?
What, you know what I mean. Yeah, sorry.
Zoltan.
Punchy. Zoltan. Zoltar.
What's Zoltar? Was that the...
I think that was that fortune telling machine, isn't it Zoltar or some shit?
Are you referencing Big or Rugrats? I don't know.
Big. I don't fucking watch Rugrats.
Okay, I think you're right. It is Big. Was that the name of it?
I think so.
The magical.
Anyway, Zoltar machine. Lost his fucking turban that day, and I don't know. I didn't really still think it was really a red.
Yeah,
I thought it was a yellow.
Well, because it was kind of like he was stamping down. He was studs up, stepping forward, but then stepping down. I don't know. I definitely saw some people arguing at the moment. They thought that he probably got the red card because he's Zlatan, and it probably has a little bit to do with his reputation, which, you know, maybe
Zoltan would have got a yellow, but
Zoltan, but Zlatan,
it's a straight red.
Zlatan's straight red.
So I guess he misses the next match.
Well, you know what? They know about his fucking kung fu skills, man. He must know about his, and he's like, there's no way.
There's no way he didn't
put
mean
a foot
to do
wrong.
That.
Right. Right. He was trying to pull some, like, you know, some ninja shit.
So anyway, that ends up 2-1. So without
and no Zoltan.
Zoltan in the second leg, Valencia has a shot, but they didn't look good at home.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe there'll be less pressure going away. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You could think that there'll be less pressure. They'll be going for it if they can nick the first goal.
Then it'll
be on. Then it'll be on. But I mean
PSG should
even without Zoltan, the Zoltan of SWAT. Mr. Zlatan Kung Fu Ibrahimovic, they've got enough firepower to pass him. I mean, you still have Lavezzi, you still have Pastore, you still have all these guys. Lucas Moura put a really...
He looked great on that right side.
Yeah, man, and he had that one shot early.
Well, PSG, well, Beckham probably wasn't registered in time for the second leg, but Moura looked great on that right side. He just glided past people on that side.
Kid's got skills.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I think they were talking about how he was supposed to go to United, and I guess that PSG called at the last minute and upped the money. And
there you go. Money talks.
To United he doesn't go.
Well, I guess we can – I will salute that.
And then today's matches, you had Shakhtar Donetsk against Dortmund, which was a 2-2.
The hipster matchup?
The hipster matchup.
The match that
– It was cool, quite a colorful match.
Very.
It was – A lot of.
I thought orange and yellow.
Going
I thought Dortmund almost. Looked quite chic in their black.
They did. Shirt. It was other than the numbers, on the back of the
shirt. The 8-bit.
The 8-bit.
8-bit digits.
They look sharp. And they looked great. They really did. But, you know, they give up the first goal to – who scored the first goal for Shakhtar? I'm trying to remember.
Was Cerna on the free kick.
Cerna on that free kick. That's right.
I feel like Weidenfeller – it was a very well-taken free kick.
Here's a little, they kind of pointed it out in the commentary. It was a little flat-footed and didn't get
a
over very –
a little flat-footed. And it was nearly right down the middle, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't so far off to the left.
If he had been standing directly in the middle of the goal he could have just, like, stepped to the right, like, one step, like, leaning like a stretch, you know, and blocked the shot.
Yeah.
And so I know he was lined up, you know, far to the right, but he was flat-footed. He couldn't get across his line very quickly. And it was a very well-taken kick by Cerna, but you know that he's disappointed in himself because he got fingertips to it also. And it's just kind of like, you know, he knows he should have done better. And then, I mean, this is a little bit uncharacteristic of him. You know, Weidenfeller is a very good keeper, and we were watching that earlier and watching him flap it across, like, his severe case of the Almunias, you know?
it was an easy flappy cross in. He should have taken care of it and almost basically hit it into his own net.
Yeah. Doing all he can to try to, you know, maybe
he was on the take.
I was about to say, I was like, fuck. It all makes sense now.
Your real pole's on the case.
He's trying to fuck over my pick for the winner of the Champions League.
And then Lewandowski, a fortunate
dude,
two defenders basically, I don't know what you'd call that, Keystone cop it and fall down, and he scores.
Swing and a miss. They run into each other, and then he composes himself and slots it past the keeper with the plum. It was nice.
He had another one fall to him later on in that match that he just put wide. That was fortunate to come to him too.
Yeah, but that would have been one hell of a goal. You talking about the volley that he hit?
Yeah, I think so. Well, the ball came in from the right side.
Yeah, from the right.
Kind of fortunate to get to him.
Okay. Yeah. But so the thing is, so with that matchup, I mean, we saw it ended up as a 2-2 draw, right? Hummels. Well, I guess we can get into that in the sense that in the second half we had. You know, Hummels was, you know, who's often lauded as one of the top promising center backs, is a very good player. I rate him extremely highly, but, you know, he is capable of making some mistakes, and we've seen a few high-profile mistakes over some time. You were saying that almost every time you watch
him. Yeah, I don't watch him that often, but he tends to make a mistake or two. He's very good. I mean, other than, you know, like that moment. I mean, he had the same moment today. He had a moment where he doesn't jump. I'm not sure what
I don't know
what the communication is there, but he just kind of threw his head at it with no conviction and missed it, and then it falls to Costa. And
yeah, it was nice unacceptable. Turn. He had to get ahead to that ball, you know, and it was completely route one. It looked like a Sam Allardyce team playing center back, sending a long ball up to Andy Carroll up top or whatever. In this case, Douglas Costa. Who takes a fine turn and finish, man?
Yeah, it was a good finish. Yeah. It was a great finish. Executed.
And I, you know, when we were watching it in replay, you know, Schmelzer is not at all at fault for that. I mean, he was playing his position the correct way. That turn and finish was way too quick for him to do anything about it, and it's all on Hummels. But Hummels did come good in the end. He really made up for his mistake by grabbing the equalizer right before full time, and it was a well taken header off a corner. But once again, you know, where was the marking? It was pretty poor from Shakhtar.
This is very. I've seen marking like that before. I'm familiar with it.
Let's talk about.
I'm not going to say where I've seen it before, but the ball just not only does it come in and someone is unmarked, it comes in right at the six. About I don't know. Knee high,
yeah. But it was like shoulder level.
Just saying, you know? It right. Came way far down. It wasn't way in the air where Hummels.
He didn't
jumped
have. Yeah, he didn't rise above.
Right.
He didn't get hang time like Cristiano's right. Today and like poise up.
He just
here.
Ran yeah. into it and his head was there.
Yeah, and so that was. But that was a great way to finish it though, and in the end that result, although not the best, I mean you could say if anyone's I don't know hard done by it in terms of the run of play. I mean you could say that. You could say that Dortmund are disappointed they didn't take home a victory from the Ukraine. But with that said, a score draw like this, a 2-2 draw on the road, is a very good result to take back in the Champions League because a 0-0, a 1-1, a 1-0. I mean, you know, any victory and any a 0-0 or 1-1 draw takes you through. And so the two away goals become crucial in this point. So they got to be feeling good going back home, you know, getting ready to handle business.
The hipster ties, the hipster team is still alive.
They are. Well, they're both hipster teams.
Yeah, but Dortmund is really the...
Is it because Klopp has those fancy glasses? Like, what's the real?
Yeah, he's less. You know, I think the haircut. He's losing some of his shine.
Oh, yeah, he cut the hair.
Yeah,
what's he doing, man?
I don't know.
It's all the cop outs. First Sean White, now him. What's the world coming to?
Next, you're going to cut your hair.
Tim Lincecum. No, I'm just thinking.
Lincecum did cut his hair.
I haven't even looked at it, man. I'm gonna be sad looking at this shit. It's like pretty soon I'll have a shaved head. And
he no longer looks terrible. the guy from Dazed and Confused, right?
Well, if that was his goal to no longer do that, then he succeeded.
Yeah. I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
Except that kid, that Lincecum-looking guy, constantly does that weird thing. Like, if you ever notice, he, like, scrunches and then, like, squeezes the middle of his nose. I don't know. Anyway, watch the movie and you won't be able to take your eyes off it.
You know the best thing about high school girls? I'll leave it at that.
You know the rest.
If you don't.
And then I guess the big tie, the one that we hoped for before the draw.
Yeah.
You know, we finally got to see it.
Got it.
We finally get to see it. Was Madrid and United at the Bernabeu today?
San Diego Bernabeu. Yeah. And so. That
Madrid came out flying for the first 15 minutes.
And they got punched in the gut.
And then I still don't know how Welbeck scores.
Yeah, once again, slack marking.
Yeah.
Sergio Ramos.
Yeah, just, you know.
Right, at fault. Like, what the?
Let that high top fade. Just pound the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, man. And it was, he should have done better. I mean, it was a good finish from Welbeck. You know, you got to give it to him. The goal came completely against the run of play. You know, you saw
typical
Marino,
United, yeah. Right? They got one shot in the first 20 minutes, and it's, you know, off a corner, and it's a goal.
Right.
Even though they were playing, getting completely outplayed.
But so let's break down what we saw from the teams. I mean, so let's see who this is the biggest tie,
the biggest tie of the
last 16. Who stood up to be counted in this match? Because really, I mean, this is where your superstars are supposed to earn their big money, you know. And so let's start with Real Madrid. Cristiano scored a wonderful goal.
Has he even landed yet?
I don't know.
Because he was way up there.
Whatever he's on, I want him to pass some of that. Because if you can float like that, then I'm interested.
You're interested in see if he's got his own dispensary.
Right. Exactly. I gotta find out his guy.
Yeah. So I mean, I thought he played well. I mean,
yeah, he was dangerous.
Yeah.
Throughout, I thought Mesut Ozil played. Well.
He played really well.
Yeah.
He ran. Well, he was killing Silva on the right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then I'd say, but you know, someone who did not show up was Mr. Karim Benzema. I don't know. I think I was commenting on it, and then I saw someone like Bumper Graham, I think, was talking about it, saying that like the ball is triangular to Benzema today, and I was like, yeah, it seems right. It just doesn't seem like he can't, you know. It's just
I'm not sure Higuain was that much better.
But Higuain got what, 20 minutes, 25 minutes?
I know, it's just tough.
It's tough in the swing of play. Yeah, I don't know that Higuain was better. I just didn't see him get that many chances. I just saw Benzema really.
It kind of got sloppy in the midfield. It kind of for a while there.
Yeah.
Kind of bounced around that midfield.
But so then, other than that, though, I thought Varane had a pretty good game again. The young French center back for Madrid. I think he played relatively well again.
I didn't think the keeper had a great game.
Diego Lopez.
Yeah, he looked shaky a lot.
He didn't cover himself in glory. But he also made a couple really big saves. That save of RBP's shot towards the end, the one that he deflected over, it was very similar to, you know, you were talking about PSG. So we saw that Lavezzi goal that got scored. That's the same way he could have been scored on there, but he got his hands above his head enough to deflect it up onto the crossbar.
Yeah, I mean, the shot stopping wise, but I think just decision making when he's coming for balls and everything wasn't that great today.
Yeah. I mean, he was the longtime number one at Sevilla, you know, and then he moved over. I think he lost his place and moved over to fill in while Casillas is out injured. But, I mean, you know, that's the thing. He's not Casillas.
Maybe they should, I don't know, get some of whatever Barcelona players take to get him back quicker.
Talking about PEDs.
No, I don't know. Anyway, back to the match.
So amongst them, I thought most of them stood up to be counted. I didn't think that the strikers did too much. But Ronaldo got that really good goal. I thought Contrao played well.
Contrao played good on the left.
Yeah.
Khedira,
Yeah, Khedira showed his defensive midfield finishing. I saw him take a couple shots that were very, I don't know, John Obi Mikel, like, you know.
Yeah.
They're not known for their shooting prowess.
But, I mean, stand out. Most of the rest of the players on that side were fine, but no one really stood out.
Yeah.
Oh, bad or good.
And you know what's funny? So you'd have to say that this is a very good result for United in the sense that, I mean, they got an away draw, you know. They got an away goal.
Relatively, at least on paper, there's a gap in quality between those two sides.
Yeah.
I mean, there really is.
It's not as drastic, though, I don't think, as we might think it. But, I mean,
I think Carrick didn't touch the ball to the 65th minute. I mean, Welbeck, he got lucky. I mean, he took his shot, but he's a pretty average striker.
He doesn't blow you away, no. I mean, he's capable of some brilliance. So, I mean,
Silva's average. Jones Silva, is average. Silva's there's a lot of average. Great, yeah. There's some great players on that side,
considering the result is relatively good for them, they had a lot of players not turn up today. That's the funny thing, though. You know, because here's the thing. Their two best players did shit in the match. You know? Like, Van Persie didn't do shit most of the game. Then he got, you know, one ridiculously difficult chance, which he nailed off the crossbar, and then he misses.
One easy-ass chance he should have put away and didn't.
Right.
First time, though. I mean, the guy never misses.
Clearly. And then it obviously brought memories back to us to a certain miss against Milan last season.
Yeah, no. But, and then Rooney.
But then Rooney, like, was he there? He got subbed off in the 70-something minute? Yeah, you know, he didn't really...
Well, I think Ferguson was just holding on for the draw.
Well, he also, I think Ferguson had just subbed in Pepe, and he immediately subbed him off, which is probably a pretty good tactic. If I was a manager of a team and the other manager said, I'm bringing on Pepe. Actually, I would have taken off Van Persie, to be honest, because I'm a little more worried about that, to be honest.
But I prayed when he came on find the ball in between those two people
somewhere,
but no luck.
Maybe the return leg will be it.
Kagawa was
anonymous.
Anonymous. I mean,
that's the thing. Like, their three of their best attacking players all had no show games, yet they still got a very good result that was probably a little bit flattering to them on the day based on the run of play.
It was flattering.
You know, like, you could easily have seen this being a 2-1 Madrid win, which I predicted. Yeah. Unfortunately, didn't fucking happen. But I didn't put any money on it, so it don't matter. But, you know.
I was hoping for a 4-0, but
I tweeted Cristiano, man. I told him.
I saw that.
I was like, look, man, I know we've had beef, right? But, you know, a hat trick today against United.
We could start to mend some fences.
Exactly. We can start talking about futures, you know, if you can do this. Do me a solid, man. What the fuck?
Chris? Well, I mean, he scored.
What the fuck? It's not a hat trick.
Yeah.
It's not three goals. Not even a brace. What's supposed to prop me up with, you know? One goal? It's chump change.
Yeah. Well, going back to United.
Messi would have scored four. Fucking dick. Sorry.
But three of them would have been penalties.
All right. Take it back. Two of them and two spectacular goals. All right. And Cristiano takes penalties too. All right. We're not going to get back into this conversation. But so that tie is firmly in the balance, which is great for the neutral. It's great for the neutral that it's 1-1 going back.
I'm not neutral in this one.
I'm never neutral. Well, I mean, but, you know, if you got hate in your heart, let it out.
I do. Yeah. That's why I watch football.
Ah, well, there you go. It all makes sense now. But so with that being all up in the air going back to Manchester. I mean, we're going to see. You know what that game needs is early goals. You know, because
well for the neutral we need early goals. Yeah.
Right.
Because we need to just see open,
spice it up. Yeah, we want to see it open.
Last thing we want is to head in the 80th minute with nothing. You know.
Yeah. And now once you said that, that's you know what's going to happen. It's going to be a 0-0 until the very end.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those things, though. They Manchester United know how to get results. We were talking about this, and you
probably has something to do with their manager.
Fucking red nose.
He's a good manager.
God damn it! Why is he so good?
He is. He's good. A good manager. I mean, You make the point of Pepe goes on, and immediately there's a change. Wenger would have been, well, it's not the 70th minute, and that's not the change I had it scheduled. Right? I mean,
yeah.
He changes
tactics.
You know, he saw that they were going to probably overtake the midfield, and he takes out Rooney and puts on another midfielder.
Puts on Anderson.
So, Oprah, you didn't have to do much today, but she was that big ass in the middle.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly was, and a special we gotta give a shout out to David De Gea, the Atletico product, who probably had one of his, if not his best, one of his best performances in United shirt.
He's a good shot stopper.
He's a great shot stopper.
Again, that reaction,
even his funky goat kick saves that he likes to do.
He's going to completely miss the ball one of these days, one of those kicks.
And when he does, you can crucify him. But until he does, you're going to have to let it go. And I was reading something about it, and it makes sense in the sense that, like, as opposed to, like, punching something away, like, a kick away will get the ball cleared away a little further, like, off your boot, you know? Like, and if you look at, like, if you look at where that ball goes on that save, like, it gets cleared out of the box, you know? He's got his own little funky style, you know, and it's unorthodox, but it seems to work. One thing I do say, because you were saying you don't really feel that it won't benefit his longevity, you know, like you think he's a
one trick pony. I don't know,
but I feel like some of that, like, athleticism, him being, you know, 21 or whatever he is now, you know, being young, like that kick save stuff is all instinctive based on him having the top reflexes. Like, I don't feel that's going to stay, you know?
Well,
like you think he's going to be a 30, 35 year old goalkeeper still doing these crazy kick save things over his head?
No,
like,
I also don't. I mean, he's not going to be at that club that long.
Being a Manchester United goalkeeper that long.
He might do it.
I have more faith than you. I mean, I've hyped him. I still think he'll be the next Spain number one once Casillas is done.
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, but granted, I guess there's not a whole lot of competition at the moment.
Valdez, I mean.
Yeah, Valdez and Pepe Reina.
Right.
It's like, not going to set the world alight with those.
What's the nationality of the kid that Chelsea has on loan?
Courtois, he's Belgian. Yeah, so it's between him and Simon Mignolet, who's playing well also for the Belgian number one. But yeah, he's playing damn well. He's been a good replacement for De Gea.
Isn't Vorm also Belgian?
Vorm's also Belgian, yeah. And he's no. Vorm is Dutch.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's the backup to Stekelenburg and Krul. It's like three-way Dutch fest.
I can't
just tell you like it. yeah, on that note.
But that was good to have Champions League football back. Everybody seemed to be excited talking about it.
Oh, man. It's
people
great.
Texting me, asking me if there was football on today, and I was telling them to hurry up and get to the TV. So.
Yeah, it's good to have it back, man. It's good to have it back. And we actually had a week. I kind of like, all right, so one of the things we can talk about is that, you know, there's, well, I guess you didn't get to hear it. So on your Fox Soccer to Go, you didn't get Gus Johnson.
No, I got Tyler and Neville.
Tyler and Neville, which, you know, I...
It was enjoyable to listen to. I mean, Tyler's what
okay,
he is.
Yeah.
He's all right. And then, Neville's good.
Neville's solid. Never thought I'd say that about that rat-faced bastard. But he's a pretty goddamn good football pundit. He is, and he's fair.
Yeah, he was fair in his commentary today. It was good to listen to.
Instead, I had Warren Barton co-commentating alongside Gus Johnson.
Did he find a way to talk about Newcastle today?
You know, I don't think he did.
No?
I don't think he did.
Progress.
I'm gonna give some credit to Gus Johnson. I mean, it wasn't easy. He made a couple relatively simple mistakes, you know, called called gigs, English and stuff along those lines. But I mean, he was pretty good. I mean, and he's got a lot of energy, and you could see his, you could definitely feel some of his football play by play skills coming into play. But I felt like he had a good natural instinct while doing it, and he called it relatively well. I mean, I don't think it was a terrible thing. I was really curious before the match. I was like, can he do this without getting crucified? Because everyone's going to find a complaint.
No,
everyone's going to find a complaint. And there were complaints, and like, we don't need. There's a good argument as to why we don't need to put American football commentators on to do European football.
We don't need it at all. It's not needed at all. Someone made the point to me that it's not for us because they know we're going to watch anyway. It's not for you. It's not for me. It's not anybody that's going to listen because they know we're going to show up anyway. It's they play it on Fox Sports Network later and they, you know, play a highlight on ESPN and you hear the voice. It's for the other people. It's not for you and me.
So they want people watching SportsCenter Top 10 with Gus Johnson's voice commentating instead of hearing Martin Tyler.
Yeah. Hopefully make them want to watch, I guess.
Right, because that's going to work. I don't know. I mean, it's a theory. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I didn't think they needed to throw him into the fire of, like, you know, there's a good point made that, like, you don't need to throw his first game, like, into being, like, Real Madrid.
I mean, they've got the Champions League for a little while here, right? You couldn't have been the group stages?
Or you could have had him do the Shakhtar match instead.
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
You know what I mean. Like, I mean,
is he gonna get our match next week?
I don't know. I'm sure we'll.
He's
get
gonna that get our match
most
next
likely.
Week.
Most likely.
Yeah, he's not gonna get the Porto Malaga.
Damn it! Do we play Tuesday or Wednesday?
We play Tuesday.
Give me in.
Yeah, I'm not sure if my free subscription will be over or not.
Oh shit! Well, did you start today or yesterday?
I can't remember. I think I started yesterday. Oh, so I think fucked. I'm screwed.
Yeah. Oh, well. It's a damn shame. I think my schedule is freed up for next Tuesday. I'll be watching the match. Class doesn't start till Wednesday. Ain't got no work. We'll be good to go. All right, Tuesday it is. Arsenal-Bayern.
I'll still be sending people no thank you to responses to their submissions.
Yeah, that'll be good. So we have the first week of the Champions League wrapped up, I guess.
Wrapped up.
It's interesting, right? So they switched the format this year, right? So now they're staggering the games
like this.
Right,
we used to have four games a day. Yeah.
Which renders the nice little thing I have with DirecTV useless, because I used to be able to watch the non-market games also at the same time. So I guess that's kind of out the door now. But the good thing is you have two matches live each day, which is much more manageable in terms of like trying to view them both in a day. And you can give more focus to it. It's kind of cool. I mean, like, it's better than having those weeks off, right? I mean,
yeah.
We would all play and then be like a week off and that. Like, you'd rather have two matches each day, you know, for a series of weeks. And so
it benefits Arsenal a lot because we needed a little bit of rest.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely could have used it, and we have. So let's move on to our mighty Arsenal. We're kind of how do you feel right now? We're almost embarking on a little bit of a run. I mean, you don't really want to say.
It's like a pre-run. It's like pre-run. It's like a warm-up because, you know, it's two 1-0 wins in a row, two clogging idiot teams we played.
Right.
You know.
Right. I believe we're like 4-1 in our past five or so. Something like that. I mean, so it's we're making progress. We've ground out a couple of very good results.
We're winning the games we should win, and
which
is huge, and that's what we have to do from here out.
And for some reason, Spurs haven't remembered their Spurs yet and are still winning games in the winter leading into the spring.
They don't have as a shit manager as they've had in years past.
This is true.
We know by this time they'd already be out partying and slacking off in training, and Harry wouldn't care, and he'd still be putting Huddlestone in the middle.
Isn't Gareth Bale due like a groin strain or something from yanking his banana? Fucking silly ape bastard.
Take a banana to the eye? I don't know. And the zookeeper throws him one? I don't know, but they're plugging along. They really are. I mean, they dropped a couple of points.
Two United. That's it. That was two United.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're trotting along nicely. We've sucked up.
We're getting no help.
No.
Either.
No.
I mean, Newcastle and their 25 Frenchmen decide to
shit the bed that day and do absolutely nothing.
I mean, they started off well. I mean, I think they scored the first goal against, I think, Gouffran.
Yeah, Gouffran.
Yeah. He scored. But then the ape wonder scores.
And then the French conceded like they always do.
Must have thought Bale was German.
Oh, Jesus. I can't tell the difference between Germany and Wales.
No. All they see was ape.
Yeah, all they saw was ape. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, so we're 4 points back. We moved ahead of Everton, who keep dropping points, so that's nice.
Yeah, hopefully they continue that, because they're still hot on our heat. We're only 1 point ahead of them, so it's not like... I mean, yeah, you don't expect them to maintain.
Their issue is they're just not scoring. They can't score goals.
And they don't have enough depth, you know? They've never had, like, a squad. They don't have the budget to maintain a big enough squad.
I'm not worried about them anymore. I'm only worried
about the Spurs.
That's it.
Yeah. And, I mean, I guess in regards to that in the league, I mean, so we're seeing a shit. I mean, technically, all right, if City's, let's say Arsenal will go on a good run, because we'll say they might do decently in the next couple of weeks in the league and such, regardless of the Champions League results. You know, we're going to have a battle for fourth between Spurs and Arsenal, who are both kind of running in decent form at the moment. And Chelsea could get drawn in. But the thing is, also, City aren't doing very well. They keep dropping points. If they continue, all of a sudden, it'll be a battle for third and fourth. You know? Second through fourth will be all up for grabs, basically. You know, because if City were to falter and Chelsea were to really put a run together, it could be competition there. And Chelsea could easily fall back into that competition for fourth place. Third and fourth could all be kind of up for grabs if everyone else were to continue. It just depends on... It's going to come down to who's most consistent over this last stretch.
The rest of this month, you know, we've only got 3 games left in this month.
Yeah.
You know, and only one of those is a league game against...
Who we got?
Villa.
Fucking Villa. We drew at Villa, didn't we, earlier this season?
Because they played their ass off. And we were unable to do anything in the midfield.
That was one of those games where we didn't have any shots until like the 80th minute.
Yeah.
It was useless.
It was pretty bad. And they did
useless.
They're not on the same kind of run as they were. They had that. Yeah, they had a good patch, and we got them at the wrong time.
Yeah, we did not catch them at the right time. They've now gone off and lost to Bradford and others.
And we
who loses to Bradford?
I think it's a home. Yeah. Weak. So we should be hopefully another win in the league this month,
and then what follows that is Tottenham. We get Tottenham in the league after that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's
a month or so away, but still.
Yeah, and then a few days later is Everton. So I mean, that's a big week right there. Looking to the first week of March, that's more important.
Yeah, that's
than the week coming up, but I won't say that.
More important than the Bayern match, really, really? Yeah, probably. Fucking fourth place trophy bullshit. I hate accepting reality. I'm an Arsenal fan. It's not fun.
It happens this time every year.
Shut up. I know it does, and it kills me every time. But what can you do? I mean, but so what else have we seen lately from it, though? I mean, so the title race is basically over. United
12 points ahead right now. It's
we gift wrapped it for £24 million, right? I mean, it's
what we said at the beginning. Yeah, we've given them the title.
But our Nacho man had his debut.
Yeah, his debut against Stoke,
Mr. Monreal,
and then he played against Sunderland, and he grew into those games, I think.
Yeah, I think he had a better match against Stoke than he did against Sunderland. He got exposed a couple times against
Sunderland. He's got to find that.
But, yeah.
He's got to find that balance about going forward and staying back, you know?
Well, I mean, as we've seen, teams suffer when they haven't had time to get cohesion and chemistry. So hopefully he beds in quickly because we need him. And
we need him until, I guess, the rest of the year, because we'd only have one left back since for some reason we don't have two. I don't know why. I haven't found one explanation. I mean, I know Santos wasn't great, but why are we completely letting the cover go? If Kieran's not back for another 6 weeks?
Because we have other guys that we'd rather play at left back than Santos. It's already been made evidently clear that in a match that is vital, and basically all the rest of our matches this season are vital, that we'd rather play Vermaelen or even McHale.
I know, but we did this last year, and then they all get hurt May 1st.
But what the fuck else are we going to do? What else are we going to do? Like, honestly, would you rather see Santos in there playing left back?
If it's against...
Against anybody. Against Spurs?
No, not Spurs.
Against Everton?
No. So no. Monreal plays back-to-back those weeks.
Okay, but I mean...
But I'd play, all right, Santos so could have played against Blackburn. Santos could have played against Villa.
Maybe. Maybe he's the reason why we lose. You know, maybe he's the reason we concede goals against Villa. And then what do you say? We don't have any luxury points in the Premier League.
We don't have a left back that can back
Nacho
up right
Monreal.
Now.
A backup? No, we have other players who can play the position. Mikel and Vermaelen.
It better be Mikel and not Vermaelen.
It's going to be... Who do you think is going to play in the Champions League?
But I don't give a shit about that game.
Well, you should.
I mean, I care. I want to see it. I hope it's great. But, I mean, in that competition...
Well, that's the only fucking one that matters. It's the only one that matters because Monreal is available for all of this, so we're going to run his ass into the ground until he breaks. That's what we do.
We're good at it. I mean, I don't mean that I don't care about the Champions League game, but I mean, it's not as important. It never is as important as the league to me every season, no matter how well we're playing.
And you really want to know who can play left back? Play back at left back. You okay with that?
We don't have a right back for a couple of games.
No, yes, we do. He only misses one.
I guess.
And you're talking about who plays in the Champions League and who plays in another game. Well, you can play Bakari at the other fullback.
Let's just pay all midfielders.
Fuck it, whatever. Coquelin can play fullback. Don't matter.
I just don't think it's stupid that Santos is loaned out.
Yeah, it would be, but the thing is, he even still had his like second chance. You know what I mean? Like he had his like redemption chance after redemption chance, and even then, like now when he had to play again, he didn't cover himself in glory. It was just that was like it's done. There's no confidence in him as a player ever anymore.
So how does Santos get loaned, playing as he played, shitty?
Because he's Brazilian and he went back to Brazil and he's still like a name who's played for the Brazilian national team, you know.
There's no one in France willing to take Scalacci.
Scalacci?
It's just like odd that you can get rid of that player but you can't get a loan for a different player, that's all.
Well, some other ones might be less willing to sacrifice their cush.
But we'll make
London digs, you know. Like, what do you mean I got to go to the south of France or somewhere else? I don't
Plato
know.
Plato Chauvin at left back. He's not fucking doing anything else anyway.
Now you're just taking the piss. And I don't appreciate it, good sir. I don't know, man. But I'd say one of the big standout things we've seen really lately, I mean, we've seen a lot of maturation from Jack. I mean, everyone's been ranting and raving about him. He played so well for England against Brazil. He's really maturing into that role. He's becoming the heartbeat of the team. We're watching him, you know, stand up to guys a head taller than him, sticking his head in their chest. And
does he play this weekend?
Does he play? Yeah.
I don't play him.
I wouldn't play him, but I'm not the manager.
I'm not playing him. He can start on the. He can sit on the bench if we need him at the 60th. Bring him on.
I think that's a good idea. Then who do you start? I mean, who do you start?
Rizicki, I think the squirts are all cleared up. Pepto came to the rescue.
Fuck if I know, man. Yeah, it'd be good to see him get a game. That'd be nice. Rizicki, Ramsey.
Yeah.
Who else? Coquelin.
Yeah.
Then we play that three midfield.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I would, but fuck, you know, if it goes wrong, then if the team fucks up, Wenger's going to be crucified one way or another. Look at the Bradford one, right? He played full strength because people were worried, and they fuck up. And then it's like, oh, well, this team's just so
shitty.
It's like, well, fuck. You know, can't win unless you win. Right? I mean,
this isn't Sam Allardyce's Blackburn from 3 years ago with Samba sitting in the middle just heading every ball out. I mean, this is a championship side.
Yeah, this is a championship side. And a team that's not even – they're not lighting up the championship, right. I don't believe. So, yeah, I mean, you'd hope they can get the job done. But, I mean, so then who starts
it's at home.
Front? Who starts up front? I mean, so since we already gave our midfield, right? You already gave your midfield. So who starts up front? Let's be realistic.
Podolski?
Like temper your
Podolski plays up front.
Okay. A striker?
Yeah.
Really?
Gervinho plays on the left?
Ugh.
Everybody just threw up.
Yeah. I just threw up in my mouth. Ox on the right?
Ox on the right.
So just rest the majority of our front three?
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be a bitch of the next 3 weeks.
Well, all right.
Emotionally and physically.
All right. So wrap Theo and Giroud up and do that. Our back line is basically threadbare. So it's going to be Chesney's going to stay in goal because we don't have any good backup still. And we'll have what? Sanya is going to have to play right back.
Yeah, because there's nobody else who can play.
The right back. And there's Purr and one of the two others.
Because Shelny might be back.
Mikel might play left back. I don't know.
Sounds good. Done.
Done. Wow.
I'll fax that over to Wenger.
7-1. Do it like we did. Didn't we get a 7-1?
It was 7-1.
Right?
It was the one where I bitched that why didn't Van Persie come off in like the 30th minute after we're up 4-1.
See, but then you realize that we're going to run him into the ground.
We were just trying to run him into the ground. Yeah.
Why hasn't it worked yet? Someone needs to, I don't know, do some of his hamstrings.
He doesn't. Yeah. We know. I mean, he doesn't do the stupid shit he used to do.
That's true. Some of it.
Some of it.
Some of it.
Oh, he just still throws an elbow.
He's still a cunt. That's not changing. So, it's been, I don't know. There's like, this is the kind of make or break time for our season, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got 3.5 months, right? 2.5 months?
2.5 months.
2.5 months left.
But, I mean, but like this month coming up. So, from now,
mid-February to mid-March.
Mid-March.
It's, you know, big.
It's, yeah, because, I mean, look at what we have. I mean, that's going to be so much. So much in that time. We face both of our big rivals for fourth place,
yes,
so to speak, and we have the Bayern tie. A lot of shit on our plate.
We have a lot of shit on our plate, yes.
Are we going to escape unscathed? You don't have any faith that we're going to win this Champions League tie, do you?
No.
I do.
I mean, I don't think it's certainly a possibility. If we play well and finish our chances, we can definitely beat this team. But it's going to take 180 minutes of concentration and taking the one or two chances we get.
Right. We're going to have to. Yeah,
but can this team do it? Yeah, I've seen us play really well.
Yeah. It's there. It's just not.
And I hope we play great. I want to see it. I miss us playing great and just being in awe of the passing and
of the fantastic flowing football. The reasons why we grew to love Arsenal. Yeah.
Right. You know, so, I mean, I hope we do. But, I mean, it's a big team, and it's a big team with a lot of talented players, explosive players.
Yeah. We got to deal with Scar.
Experienced players. Scar, yeah.
We got to face Scar. And what's a good nickname for that angry little bald Dutch dude? Mr. Arjen Robben.
I don't know. Pass the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, he reminds me of like, I don't know, like a villain from, I don't know, you have kids, man. Like some kids' movie, like Megamind or some shit like that. He looks like some kind of little devilish schemer.
I don't know.
Greedy Dutch. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. I got nothing.
Nothing.
Send in your submissions for Robin.
Send those to morningpint@gmail.com. And I will read them.
Some enjoyable results were Liverpool losing on Monday.
Hey, Liverpool.
And it was nice to watch. I mean, they really were on top for so much of that game. And then They lose 2-0 at home. And what I love is, because of being Liverpool and all the stuff, it's just the constant jokes are just so good.
It really is.
Whose name? Brendan's name's in all of those envelopes. And just everything. I just love the comedy coming out of them losing and everybody taking a shot.
So how soon do the Anfield faithful turn on Brendan? Because they won't. They're supremely, like, there's so much more. They're giving him so much more slack. Like, look how they crucified Roy.
Oh, yeah. They
fucked up, too. I mean, because he could have done good things for him. I think if they had stuck with him, they actually given him money.
If they had given him the $100 million
right.
pounds to buy players?
Instead, let's give it to King Kenny, because that's a good idea.
Right, and yeah.
Because Stuart Downing and Andy Carroll are working out amazingly.
Well, so West Brom went up to 8th ahead of Liverpool.
Boom. It was a battle of mid-table clubs, man.
Yeah, it was a battle, and West Brom came out on top.
Yeah.
Away. That's a big win.
That is a big win. That's a big
win.
It's a big win for them. That secures top flight status for them, doesn't it? Right about.
Liverpool's still not safe yet.
Not safe. Yeah, West Brom, 37 points. Usually that's right around the threshold, right?
30, yeah.
They say 38, you're safe.
38, yeah. Depends. Usually, on a normal year, about 38. So Liverpool's still.
They're still in a relegation battle. They could not pick up a point for us this season. Then would they turn on him?
Yeah, for sure.
That would probably be enough.
That'd be awesome.
That would be. I'm not going to get my hopes up too far.
Though. Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. QPR is sitting on 17 points.
God damn. And long may it last. Sorry, Tony Fernandez. I think you're all right, but your choice in managers and douchebag players.
Unfortunately, I don't have much faith in Villa or Reading fucking up enough to let Newcastle fall.
Yeah, I really don't see it. And I don't know, Southampton?
No.
You still see them, like, nicking more points, you know?
Yeah,
you still see them nicking more points. I mean,
they seem to score goals.
They just had a great result. They just beat City, you know?
Right.
You know? And they've been in...
3-1.
Deservedly so. But, yeah, Reading... What the fuck is wrong with Wigan? Are they not going to get out of there? You don't think Wigan can work their way out? They might.
Martinez usually pulls it out beginning in April.
I was going to say now... So this year they had a better start, but then they're doing a little bit better at first, and they just kind of went on a run of just shit. And
it doesn't appear that.
I don't know.
I mean, they have 15 losses. They're losing a lot.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think they're giving up as many goals as normal. Well, they're still giving up a hell of a lot of. They're Cahill-esque in their amount of goals conceded. Mm,
that's quite.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a large sum.
So. Yeah, maybe they'll finally go down. But I my dream is for Newcastle and QPR to...
Newey. Yeah. We could send Villa down, too. Fuck Villa.
Since O'Neill's not there, I don't hate Villa as much as I used to.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just rooting for friends. For others who hate Villa. I'm just thinking, like, I know people would be pretty happy with Villa going down. I guess they have a couple of Americans, so I shouldn't really wish that upon Brad Guzan and Eric Lehigh. But I don't know, man. Randy Lerner, that club has not been moving in the right direction.
You know, a lot of bad decisions.
They looked like on the precipice of, like, you know, they had established themselves like a top half of the table side for years.
They got picked apart.
Yeah, that's true. They did get picked apart.
City took some of their players, and
come on, Barry.
But I mean, for them,
for a small club like them, yes.
To keep them where they were, they needed Barry, and they needed
They lost Milner. Ashley Young.
And Young. Milner.
They still have that Bon Lahore, who totally looks like he's going through the motions there.
And, well, back when they were up, they still had Heskey when they were fighting for the fifth place, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe they need to go back to the Newcastle Jets and...
Bring back Heskey.
Bring back Heskey.
And there's an idea. There's an idea.
He's loved in Australia right now.
I'm sure he is. Yeah, he is. So is Del Piero. Del Piero's killing it for Sydney. Sydney FC.
Yeah.
11 goals or some shit like that, but I think they're not doing that well in terms of a season. But all that said, it's going to be a lot of interesting matches coming up. We got more Champions League next week. Who else plays outside of us? I know we have Bayern. You said it's Porto, right?
The Porto and match? Malaga.
And that's us. And what's on the other day?
Who else is in this? So Barcelona.
Oh, those guys.
Those guys.
They play.
Those fucking guys.
They're in the Champions League?
They're still in it?
Oh, yeah, they play. They play Milan again? Yeah. Milan.
I think, yeah, that's the...
You know what we didn't talk about on Transfer Deadline Day, and I just totally fucked up. I missed it completely. We didn't talk about Mario, man.
Mario leaving?
We fucking lost Mario. Yeah, Super Mario's kinda... not in the Prem anymore. Who are we going to find to get sisters to give beeges to
Obafemi Martins? I know. It's not going to be reported. You know?
Shit. And he's already killing it, you know? He's already scored a couple penalties and goals from open play. I think Mario's on the precipice of becoming his most shining star, and we'll see. And then it's just going to be a soap opera. We're going to see how it all goes up in flames.
All of a sudden, that Milan team has really put together a nice young squad. Up front.
Yeah, because they really looked really shambolic, and even going into the season, it really wasn't too well put together. And El Shaarawy hadn't put together consistency yet. Now he's played well, and you add Mario, who's playing well, and they've got. I think they have Boyan on loan, I think, right? Yeah. Boyan Kirkic, and there's a lot of potential. A lot of potential. And it's too bad Mario can't play against Barcelona in the Champions League, because that would be some good shit.
And then we have Galatasaray and Schalke is the other.
Who cares? Boring.
Boring.
So boring.
Yeah, the non-glamour tie is definitely that one.
Yeah, that is the... I tell you, Gus Johnson won't be commentating on that one.
Yeah, I guarantee it, right?
That's what they should have given him.
Right.
Start baby steps, Gus. Baby steps.
Goony goo goo, Gus.
Goony goo goo. I'm going to start talking like Eddie Murphy's dad in a second. And shit's all going to go downhill from there. But yeah, I was going to say last week we should have poured one out for Mario.
I kind of said to see him go.
I figuratively poured one out for him later. Some way. I'm sad to see him leave, man. He's a good character. We lost a star.
Yeah, we lost a guy that if it was on the pitch at literally until the 93rd minute, you didn't know if he'd finish the match.
Yeah, you don't know if he's going to kung fu kick someone. He's going to pull his Zlatan and kick someone right in the fucking knee at the 90th minute because he's crazy like that. It's part of the beauty. The unpredictability is part of the beauty.
He made it exciting. Yeah.
He's going to show up with a mohawk bleach that'll be like, some kind of, it'll be the same, it'll be modeled after the tire tread on his Ferrari, you know, some intricate pattern.
He'll bring his sister with him. Good times.
I imagine him doing like, you know, there was that scene from one of those new Batman movies where I think it's, I don't know, the dark, and Batman Begins, I think, but you know, where he brings the models of them into the restaurant and they jump into the fountain and they start like, you know, like the supermodels are playing around in the water and dancing about. That's what I feel like Mario would do. He'd have three supermodels in his Ferrari with him, like stacked up, sitting on each other after they'd gone for a swim in the hotel lobby pool, you know? He brings that kind of craziness, man.
He brings fireworks, that guy. That guy's...
He does bring fireworks. And what was that car they had? It's a camo Lamborghini or Ferrari or something. Have you seen pictures of it?
Yeah,
he parks it on the sidewalk and shit. That's what I'm saying. That's what we're missing, you know? Him parking on the sidewalk in front of Manchester clubs. It's all gone.
It's nice to know that his home fans have already... And I think it was... What is it? The brother of the chairman already came out with racist comments like the next day.
Our little blackling or something. I forget what he says. It's something, but it's like our little...
And then he got a little bit of... I don't know that country.
Yeah, they're stuck in their ways a little bit.
Jesus.
Not as willing to adapt and change. But
black people been around. I mean, you're going to get used to them yet?
Yeah, seriously, man. Shit ain't new. Yeah. It's still bad, though, man. I know Italian-Americans here in the States that didn't want to root for him in the Italy squad in the World Cup.
Until he started scoring.
Yeah, until he scored.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's one of ours, kind of.
Right. He's like, well, it's all right. If he scores for Italy. It's like, oh, okay. I see how it is. When it's convenient.
Right.
That's how it goes. Well, thank you, Joseph. It's been a blast. We got a big week ahead of us. And we'll do this again soon. You have a prediction for let's give your Blackburn? Give your prediction for Blackburn.
Blackburn prediction 3-0.
3-0? Fuck a clean sheet with our shambolic defense. 4-1. But I'm gonna go that same way.
Our Chauvin hat trick.
Oh shit. Hey, our Chauvin's my homeboy. He does that. He better start against Bayern, all right? And now give me your Bayern prediction though, because that's the critical one. Come on.
2-2
at home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. And not good, but I mean, it sounds like
a reasonable prediction, doesn't it?
Sounds like a very reasonable.
Everybody's going to go, yeah, could be.
All right, I'm going to go 2-1, please. Pretty please. Cross my fingers. I'm gonna
Someone go around here is an optimist.
I try to maintain, man. All right, so I'll say 2-1 up the arse. Giroud and Walcott.
Nice.
The usual suspects.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
I could take that. Ribéry scoring one. Something. I don't know. That'll work. It should do. Well, anyways, you can follow Joseph on Twitter at I Hate Your Club. Follow him there for all of his random musings and
Happy Valentine's Day to all you.
Happy V-Day. Hope all of you
get laid.
Get laid. Or
pay for it. Do whatever it takes.
Whatever. You know, make love to your chocolates or your, or your rosy hands.
Chocolate vaginas chocolate cocks or whatever you got.
Does Fleshlight offer chocolate? They put out a seasonal line?
I don't know, but
fuck it and then eat. Oh, no.
Fleshlight, if you're listening. There's your that you can have that idea.
Yeah, we'll give that one on the house. That one's complimentary. You can it's just going all downhill. I can't even elaborate more without just getting filthy. Which is how I like it.
Ladies, enjoy your chocolate if you can't enjoy a man.
Yeah, or tell them to
men save your money. You're gonna need it.
Oh man, yeah. And enjoy your V-Day. Get after it and. Yeah.
Get after the V.
Get after the V. All right. All right. Until next week. Thank you. Thank you, Joseph. We began this podcast with a little Lou Rawls. You'll never find another love like mine. We'll take you out with something a little more upbeat. This is from the Pixies. Here comes your man.